Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida.
Yeah.
August 30th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com, and we have tickets all week. Shouldn't TLC change their name?
No, they should keep it the same.
No, they should keep it the same.
Yeah. Should they?
Everyone knows them that way, yeah.
No, you're the only band that changes your name every time you do a show.
Change right. It to TC.
No, they got to honor her.
I guess. Plus, you know, TLC also means tender love and care.
That's right.
Yeah. And the Learning Channel.
That's right.
Yeah. Well.
Yes. Go on, Bryn.
Go, Bryn. Go, Bryn.
Bryn knows all the words. Yeah.
Bryn doesn't feel good, though.
Aw, poor baby.
Did you just turn on my mic?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd be singing. Just trying. Anyway, we have these tickets all week. It's Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. Friday, August 30th at Shoreline Amphitheater. The tickets go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com. We have tickets all week, and you can have a pair right now if you're calling number 9. So I got a couple things I want to mention here. First of all, Fox is premiering a competition series called Mental Samurai. They did it, I think, last week or possibly 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. Rob Lowe is the host of this.
All right.
And it sounds great. Like, I might have to check this out. Mental Samurai, quote, pushes every aspect of human intelligence and mental agility. Contestants battle the boundaries of their mind, said Fox. You have to answer questions accurately with speed. So listen to this. Not only does the course test their acumen in categories of knowledge, memory, puzzles, and sequencing, but players will also have to contend with being physically transported around the set at high speeds in a specially designed capsule capable of rotating 360 degrees. So they are whipping you around.
That sounds crazy.
I know. They're whipping you all around, and you have to answer these questions as they're doing it. It's freaking great. Sounds awesome.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is people that are excel at certain sports, they're part of the reason they do is because they're able to stay in the app, like at football, for example, right. When a quarterback is standing there as 300-pound people fly around him and he's processing what's going on out there on the field and makes the
to be able to keep your mind calm and focused in the midst of chaos.
Right.
I might have to check this out. I think I'll text John to tape it.
And that's actually true of many sports, whether it's soccer, cycling, whatever you're doing, when more stuff is entering into the picture and you're able to be cool.
Right. Your lake is a calm mind.
And make decisions.
I mean, your mind is a calm lake. I wouldn't be able to do it. There's not even any chaos happening here.
I like that.
I know, it's neat. Yuzi just handed me this, and it's such a super scam. I love it.
Oh, yes. This is strange.
This is a crazy story. So the big names here are Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. So Lori Loughlin she's from Full House, but she was also on the reboot of 90210.
She does a lot of TV movies.
Sure. She's a recognizable face. Actresses, CEOs, and more are among 50 people arrested in a nationwide college admissions cheating scam. According to these
college admissions,
bribing people to let their kids in. Most of the time, these kids didn't even know that their parents had set it up for them to go to these schools.
So this isn't like passing the test. What's the test you take?
The SAT
like
or
SAT.
The ACT.
So it's not passing SATs or getting good scores. It's just
let my
flat
kid in.
Out paying to get them in.
Right. So according to charging documents, actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are among those facing charges. Paying bribes of up to $6 million to get their kids into elite colleges like Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, USC. In most cases, they're saying the students were not aware that their admission was because their parents had bribed these people. University athletic coaches and administrators of college entrance exams were also among those arrested. The scam centered around a man in California who ran a business helping students get into the college of their choice. Authorities say parents would pay him a predetermined amount with full knowledge that this was a total scam. He was going to work the system to get them in. He would steer the money to one of two places, either an SAT or ACT administrator or a college athletic coach. So it looks like it was about the tests, too. The coaches would arrange a fake profile that listed the prospective student as an athlete, and exam administrators would either hire proctors to take the test or correct the answers of a student. The bribes ranged from a few $1,000s up to $6 million, according to officials. They allege that Huffman and her husband made a purported charitable contribution of $15,000 to participate in the college entrance exam cheating scheme on behalf of their eldest daughter. Huffman later made arrangements to pursue the scheme a second time for her younger daughter and then backed out, decided not to do it. Federal agents say they have recorded telephone calls with Felicity Huffman and a cooperating witness. The documents say Laughlin and her husband paid bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, despite the fact that neither of them participated in crew, and that got them into USC.
Hold on a minute. What's the number you just said?
$500,000.
$500,000 to get the kids into USC?
Yep.
So their grades were that bad.
Oh, USC is a competitive
school. I understand, but they were that bad that they needed to pay $500,000. And they're,
to get them on this crew
what is
team.
Their, well, but that's not, so that doesn't get them through their tests in school, no. Their classes.
Well, maybe they had the grades and they needed some kind of an athletic component. A lot of times they're looking at your whole resume, you know? And if you could figure out a way to make it seem like you'd be a valuable member.
$500,000, though?
I know. So they have emails from Laughlin. And that's all part of the stuff that they've gathered. And these are the two high-profile names, mm-hmm. Felicity Huffman and Lori Laughlin. But there were a lot of people involved in this.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy.
As if college isn't going to cost you enough for your kids.
Well, they're rich people.
At it. But so what?
You want your kids to have the best possible start in life. And you're willing to buy that.
Dang.
I know. It's crazy.
I felt bad for the kids.
Well, to find out that you got admitted to the college you really wanted to go to because your parents pulled strings. Mm-hmm. It's got to be demoralizing.
Or not.
Or maybe not. Maybe they're like, oh, thanks. That's, you know, you did the right thing, Mom and Dad.
I coasted in high school, and so, of course, they did that for me. Mm. We're rich.
Well, you can't stay in school after that, right?
No, I have to assume that they have been booted from the colleges. Mm-hmm. And this is a smear on them. Like, this hurts the kids down the
Absolutely.
Road because this is going to be, you know, this is the first inkling I've heard of this, but this will probably be a pretty big story.
Follow them around. Who's going to let them in now?
Right. Oh, so you faked your
Mira Mesa Junior College?
Right.
Mira Costa
Mira
Junior
Costa.
College. And actually, I was thinking I was going to name somebody else, but never mind. I think we all get the point.
Junior college
yeah. for them. I think there's Orange Coast College is probably near where they live.
Uh-huh. Adidas has teamed up with Game of Thrones to do a line of 6 sneakers. Sneakers are coming. They're called, let's see, Ultra Boots. And they've been unveiled. Each of them has a specific Westerosian theme. Icy blue White Walker, a Targaryen-specific pair that's emblazoned with bright orange thread and a fire and blood heel tab. So they each have a heel tab on the back of them. I can't read them all, and they don't say what they are here, but one is Winter is Here. I think that's the White Walker one. And then that one says Winter is Here. The Starks one says Winter's Coming. And you know, they just look like regular Adidas sneakers. I think they're like $180. March 22nd. Oh, I'm sorry, not Ultra Boot, Ultra Boost.
Yes.
They left an S out in that one section. The full Adidas Times Game of Thrones Ultra Boost collection is available on March 22nd. Each pair is $180. And here's a couple pictures of them.
They're just standard.
Yeah, they look like. They have a little tab on them.
That's what you have, right?
I do have them.
Let me see. I'm
not wearing them right now. I'm wearing some other Adidas.
But, yeah, they're very comfortable.
And these are for men and women?
I do not know. I did not see that in there. It just says there's a line of six different ones.
Yeah. Anita has a bunch of them, too.
Oh, is that so?
You're an Adidas family, are you?
Well, they got really trendy like last year or around the time Kanye was bringing out Adidas too with his Yeezys. The Ultra Boost, when I tried them on, I felt like I was walking on air.
My goodness.
I loved it.
Walking on sunshine. Rapper.
With your gout feet, you're probably
this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about comfortable shoes, not just Adidas.
Gout
you know?
Feet.
Hey.
Gout and your motorcycle feet. Crash ankle, right?
Gout feet. That's right.
It's a new song called Gout Feet. Yeah. Guys.
It's
an original, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show original.
It's not Fetch.
Gout Feet. Fetch
it's
is
so
never going to happen, buddy.
Just like that song.
Goat feet.
Oh, God. You posted Thank you to the texter who sent us
the
definition of difficult.
With a little picture of Hooman.
Sarah posted it on... it's on both your
pages. It's on both. I accidentally posted it on my sewing page, and now it's on my... I just realized
Now you're going to need to make a pillow of that.
Oh, my God. I wonder if I can get that printed.
You want to see? Look, Hooman. Look it.
Oh, Hooman, it's so cute.
Look
it's adorable.
Look.
He doesn't want to look.
What a baby.
Don't be a baby, Hooman. Come on, man.
Baby.
Rapper OG Mako, or possibly OG Mako.
I've never heard of him.
No one has, but he is interesting for several reasons. First off, he's a leper. This dude was diagnosed with a skin-eating disease after being improperly treated for a rash. He's an Atlanta native. He's 26. Do we have some OG Mako music?
Oh, give me a second.
Yeah, see if you can find some of that
version.
He's basically, you know, thanks God for all the healing that's happened. I guess he's finally showing pictures of this after. I mean, it is.
I wouldn't want to show it.
Nasty.
I'm not sure I even want to look at it.
Well, you should look at it because it's just hideous. Oh my God. Here's some pictures. Just take a look. So, and I would like to also point out one of those eyes is fake. I'm not sure which one.
It ate his eye, too?
No, he lost his eye in some other accident. He said, I was improperly treated for a minor rash and ended up with a skin-eating disease for the last few months. This is the best it's looked. I hope it gives someone hope.
Oh, my goodness.
He says he's been battling without support. He says, I've been going through this alone 90% of the time, without the support of the person I love, without most of my friends, without anything but my own strength and God. Girlfriends and lovers will leave you at your worst. Friendship is many times just a word. Actions are everything. Everybody bailed on this guy when his face started getting eaten.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe in those who show you actions worth believing in. He basically said, I've been going through this. Everybody I thought I could depend on wasn't there. People who I've given all my love to, all of everything to, just didn't show up. And it's caused me to not really trust anybody or believe in anything. Yes, Vinny, your hand
Can
is
you
up.
Catch it?
Yes.
So then, you know, what does he want from people? They're like probably going, dude.
No, you catch it through, you know, you'd have to put your open wound to his. I mean, it enters your body through. Let me see. Hold on.
I know, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, I don't. I would be there for my friends for sure. But I'm just trying to say if his friends are afraid they're going to catch it, they might be like, listen, I'll leave some soup at the door, but I'm not.
I don't want that. Looks bad. According to the CDC, necrotizing fasciitis is a serious bacterial infection that destroys tissue under the skin, enters the body through a break in the skin, including cuts and scrapes, burns, insect bites, puncture wounds, and surgical wounds.
I think that's what Jeff Hanneman had, the guy from Slayer. People
get it. It's not as uncommon as you think. It's just that the people who get it drop off the face of the earth for a while. And many times die. I think we read the stat this morning that a quarter of people who get this, they just die. The disease can be fatal. It's often treated with IV antibiotics and sometimes surgery. Back in 2016, he was involved in a near-fatal car accident that almost caused him to lose his right eye. So I guess that is his right eye.
No.
Multiple skull fractures. This is what he posted at the time. Multiple skull fractures, broken orbital, surgery next week, cracked vertebrae, surgery next week, and heart palpitations. I feel alive, is what he tweeted at the
time. In early 2011, Hanneman, the guitar player for Slayer, contracted necrotizing fasciitis, reports linked to the illness with a spider bite he claimed to have received while in a friend's hot tub. Same thing. The guy never played with Slayer again.
Well, this guy, he's, you know, I guess he's trying to keep his head up because he made a joke. He said, on the bright side, my plastic surgeon says I can't get any uglier, so fixing my face should be easy.
Here's some of his music.
Okay. This is OG Mako. Huh? Huh? Okay. Well, this guy's got leprosy. Tickets to Harry Potter have crashed the Curran Theater's website.
Oh.
You know what's funny is
musical?
I haven't seen, I don't know if it's a musical or not. But it's written by J.K. Rowling. It's called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and it is a stage show. It was in London for quite some time, I think. And apparently you can buy it as a book, but it's in script form, like it's just the play. So it's going to be at the Curran, and it's funny because as I was reading this one, I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that was coming, which means it needed absolutely no promotion whatsoever.
No surprise.
Right. So it looks like yesterday, if you had pre-registered, you could get online to get these tickets yesterday at 11 a.m. And at around noon, the theater tweeted, due to a high volume of traffic to the SF ticketing system, we are experiencing technical difficulties in the purchase process for our priority presale. Please remain in the system to hold your place in line. We appreciate your patience as we work to accommodate everyone. And then the people who were in line, most of them got kicked out.
Oh.
I know. So people got kind of screwed over. Darn. And people are, of course, as you know, they're bitching. Because that's what we do.
And that's why we have a story.
Yep. It's so difficult to read that. Did you see the story about Alyssa Milano yet?
No, what is it?
I don't want to.
Just do it. I don't have time.
I don't even have it in front of me, but it was like.
I saw something yesterday.
Alyssa Milano tweeted something about how she. God, I wish I had it in front of me. She was trying to be cool and represent for people that are trans.
Okay.
She was trying to say that she's accepting of everyone, or at least I get.
Just a couple of the headlines. Alyssa Milano gets backlash for tweet saying, I'm trans, I'm a person of color. Another headline, Alyssa Milano slammed for calling herself trans and a person of color on Twitter. So Alyssa Milano saying I'm trans is not trans.
If you read the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's saying, I'm trans, I'm... And then the last sentence is, we are all everything, and we should all accept each other for how we are and who we are. And, you know, it's like, I read it and saw her being pretty supportive.
Right.
And the backlash is like...
You can't win.
Oh, but my God.
And
the people who posted the backlash comments... Their names are there. So they're getting, a bite of fame, in their own right for being able to, what do they call it? Snap back at her or whatever, clap back at her. But I just thought, for someone who's trying to support you, why not DM them? Why not DM her and just go, hey, you know what? That's not the right way to. But of course not.
No. Well, then no one else will see it.
Instead, embarrass her, make her feel bad, make her be at dinner and be like, why bother?
Tweet shamed her.
Why tried it? Why
they
tried?
They tweet shamed her.
I just thought, oh man, that is.
You can't.
There's
win.
A person trying to help and ends up wrong.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Welcome to Twitter. just really quickly back to the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures from the production. It's definitely a musical, Vinny.
Oh.
They're just all walking the same weird way.
No, that's not a dancing.
They all have their mouths open and an O in the bottom. So, they seem to all be, maybe they're just chanting. I don't know.
Anyway. Someone says, Danielle says, saw Harry Potter in New York last week. It was amazing. Someone else says that Sarah, it was promoted on the sides of Muni buses.
No, I don't see any.
People are saying expensive tickets.
As expensive as Hamilton? Because if they are, Vinny will definitely go.
I will not. I'm done.
Is your daughter into Harry Potter at all yet?
No.
Oh, soon though.
No, God, but she's pretty into TV, and we have to be really careful with it.
Yeah.
Because she's into it.
Yeah.
She likes it.
Kids love screams, right. Turns out.
Well, there's so many good shows, too. I mean, I've been talking to my mom about my upbringing, mm-hmm. and there's so much stuff I didn't watch. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we had a TV. It was black and white, but we had one. You just didn't watch it.
Yeah, you were out playing, right?
I just didn't. But
sitting still has never been one of your
skills. It was never been one of my things, but the shows weren't that great either. The shows now are unbelievable.
I know.
Cars is a masterpiece.
Boy, is that you? Would you say that's your favorite?
It's one of my favorite. Up is a masterpiece, in my opinion.
Up is your favorite.
Up is less of a masterpiece because of the floating house, and you really gotta let that be. You know, like the house just floated away. Come on. I mean, I don't know why I buy Talking Cars more, but, you know.
Actually, you make a good point. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Cell phone addiction after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37, Tuesday morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, a chance for you to win a vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. We have 4 chances to qualify each day, and this is the second week of this, so get yourself in the running, 9 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice Radio. She's the best afternoon radio show
Jane,
host of all
you're
times.
Playing a game.
What's happening?
I don't know. He turned it
off. I want to let her shine.
Real name. Make it believe that you just don't feel the same. Ah, Jane.
She's a best music picker, the best radio show host in the afternoons, and she's on this very dial. Just rip the knob off. Oh, boy. Just rip the knob off.
Yeah.
Stay right here and rip the knob off.
Play that one. Oh, yeah, come on. Man. You should have that ready to go. I want to hear that more.
I love it. All the missiles and the bombs.
Lasers.
Come on. We sound so big city.
Oh, there's even lightsabers in there.
So big city. That's right.
Big city 80s.
Right.
I love it.
So Jane, yeah, she's on this afternoon.
Jane's pretty good.
All right. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Here are some new stats on her cell phone addiction.
I think it's fair to say
most of us have a problem.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
And some of us, myself included, I've taken steps to not be as much interested in my phone, and yet I still will. If I don't leave it home, mm-hmm. I will find myself looking at
it. Sure.
But well, I do that more now. Like when we went to the movies the other night, I went, I don't need this. I'm going on a date with my lady.
Right.
She had a phone,
so if there was an emergency, your mom could call her.
I don't even need it. Good. Get it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's freeing. And sometimes I'll forget it at home, and you have that moment of panic, like, oh my God, I got my phone. I'm like, you know what? I lived most of my life without a phone in my pocket. I'll be fine. I'll live.
The question, among other things here on this list of stats is, has your significant other ever fubbed you? That's when you're so focused on your phone, you ignore someone or don't hear them.
Oh, yeah. And I've done that to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Bryn says it all the time. Like, he knows if I look down at my phone, he's lost me.
Yep. Hey, Sarah, I'll wait. That's what I do. I'll wait.
And then actually, like, if I need to concentrate on something, I will put my phone to the side. Like, you got me. I'm listening.
Let me ask you, Bryn. So is Anita into her phone?
She is. Yes. But she doesn't fub me. Like, she's always on. She's doing everything. Just like you mentioned, Christina's, like, shopping or whatever. But emails, everything on her phone. But at least she puts it down when I talk to her, just because I think she doesn't even want to try to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It's hard to do.
That's when I, what was it? What did I lose? Was it my wallet? I think I lost my wallet. And when I got home, I told, you know, the missus, oh, yeah, I couldn't find my wallet today. And I had to have someone come down, and she was already on the phone getting me the tiles, the ordering those tile things for the keys and the phone. She's doing it as we were talking.
I'm going to figure this out. This is ridiculous.
I'll handle this right now. I thought, what a trip. She didn't even go to the laptop anymore.
Don't have to.
Anyway, fubbing's a thing, so maybe you know that term. Maybe you don't, but you know the feeling.
I just got fubbed. Na, na, na. It's a snub with your phone, a phone snub. Na, na, na. Oh, you know, I don't have that one. I only have this one. Oh, you're...
That's the one.
We just played it both at the same time.
Yeah, we did.
I played my sad Hulk music.
Half of people say they'd pay more attention to what's going on around them if they didn't have their phone.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I might look both ways at an intersection. Right. I don't know. See the robber coming up to take my stuff away?
Would you feel anxious because you wouldn't be able to instantly communicate with people?
I would.
If you didn't have
You'd have to fight it. I've often thought, though, that if people wanted to get a hold of me, like anybody who really knows me who knows John's number, and that like I could just get rid of my phone and then be free, and then if anyone really needs to get a hold of me, they could just go through John.
But John's on John's time, though.
I know. He never writes back, and he wouldn't even look. I'd have to then I'd just be right. carrying his phone around, and he wouldn't have a phone.
It used to be, in my opinion, very cool that you would run into your friends. And that there was no planned meeting. It was, we all know where we want to be, and we're all trying to get there as soon as humanly possible. We'll see you at the beach when we can get away from our parents and the other things we got to do. And so there you might be sitting by yourself, but within any period of time,
and as kids,
10 people roll up.
Right, you'd be outside the house because everybody's mom had kicked them out, and you'd just, you know, you'd be a bike gang.
Would you feel any sense of relief if you didn't have your phone for the day? I have.
Relief and anxiety, though. Like, I do think that there'd be, you know, times when I... No, I'm going to say no. I wouldn't feel any relief.
You wouldn't feel relief.
Mostly, I'd just be like, I'm disconnected.
Some stats on our cell phone addiction. Would you feel weird without your phone? Because you wouldn't know what to do in moments when there's downtime.
No, that actually is fine. It's, you know, what I've noticed is that when people are alone, they just look at their phone. And so a lot of times, like if I'm sitting at the doctor's office or whatever, I'll just look around. And everyone's on their phone. And I can freely stare at people and check out what they're wearing. And no one's going to notice me. It's great.
Okay, here's a question. How often do you leave your house without your phone? Let's say a day.
Hardly ever. Oh, I suppose if I'm walking down to the bank or something.
You could leave without your phone.
I don't know.
You're leaving
Vinny.
The house.
It's usually in my freaking jacket pocket.
Right. So you don't. What about you?
Well, when I take the dog out.
You don't bring the phone when you walk the dog.
I don't. And if I go to the supermarket or even a restaurant with John, I leave my phone.
So if you got your dude, you got no one to call.
Yeah.
Or you don't need to.
Exactly. If, you know, there's a car emergency, he's going to have his phone.
Right.
Of course, there I am. We're at a restaurant. He's on his phone, and I'm all doo 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 doo.
He does?
Sure. I'm like, just give me a drink.
I'll be happy. Just give me a drink.
Exactly.
Don't worry about me.
You know what? The only thing I need in my hand is a drink.
These were some stats on our cell phone addiction. When you're at home and walk to a different room, do you usually bring your phone with you?
No. Actually, when I get home, my phone goes on the charger. And then for the most part, I will bring it out into the she shack so John doesn't have to come all the way out there to get me. Mm-hmm. But I just, for the most part, it's plugged in somewhere.
I go up, and if I'm downstairs, it's usually downstairs.
So you bring
upstairs.
It up when you go up.
Yeah, just so I don't have to run up or run down. Although most of the time it's on silent, so I never hear anything anyway.
But at least you can check it every now and then.
Exactly.
We're so hooked to those things.
Yeah.
I know. No, at least I don't bring it to the bathroom.
I don't either. I bring my Sudoku puzzles to the bathroom.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So you get the pencil and the book and settle in for
they're
5
right
or 10.
They're right there by my place.
Oh, they're already there.
No. They're right there by my place on the couch. So I just walk there, grab that stuff. Mm-hmm. That pen must be a nightmare.
Full of
A
stuff.
Bacteria nightmare.
Yeah. Petri dish.
Do you think astrology is legit?
No.
No.
Do you?
No, but I do think it's weird that my mom and my partner are both born in February. Like, kind of a similarity that you wouldn't expect.
Right.
They're not alike in most ways, but astrological sign speaking, they are.
Mm.
That's got to just be a coincidence, right?
Yeah, I don't really know, Vinny. I mean, there are people who say that there's something to it, but I just feel like, okay, go ahead and...
Let me ask you
this.
I
like reading my horoscope sometimes. Mm-hmm.
20,000 Americans were asked if they think their zodiac signs accurately describe our personalities. Does yours? As it's been explained to you, are you a...
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
I don't know. I mean, I guess... But they're all very generalized anyway.
I know. I feel like, okay, so let's look at Cancer. I'm a Scorpio as well. Yes, I definitely identify with those things. But let's go to Cancer. Look at that. I identify with those.
Right.
Oh, look at this. Scientists at Berkeley recently tackled the question, is astrology scientific in any way? And the answer was?
No.
No.
Yeah. Berkeley. Smart kids over there.
That's where, you know, your boy goes. So, Berkeley says no.
Thank you, Berkeley. Thanks for clearing that up.
Berkeley says no, and that's that. The 10 happiest and least happiest cities in 2019, Plano, Texas comes in at number one in America.
For the happiest or the unhappiest?
Happiest. Irvine, California. Fremont, California comes in fourth. Huntington Beach comes in fifth. That's California as well. San Jose, it looks like, comes in at eight. And San Francisco comes in at 10. I'm surprised by that.
Me too.
San Francisco is still, in my opinion, one of the best cities in our nation, but it is not at a high point in the moment.
Mm-mm.
And I still love our skyline.
I think
there's a million reasons to come here and enjoy this place. But man, it's a tough time for San Francisco.
It is.
With the tent cities everywhere and the downtown.
And the rents
drugs,
and what it costs to buy.
Right, absolutely.
Just
all
cost
of
living
stuff
out here, I would think, would, you know, make you a little less happy. We talk about it all the time. Like, what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah.
Retire someday, you know?
You were telling me something this morning from another radio person that they said that they were moving away.
Yes.
Because?
Should I say it? So in the Kevin and Bean thing, because Bean, long
time. Yeah, you
if you're
about it the
familiar
other day
with K-Rock and mm-hmm. Kevin and Bean, they've been there for, I guess he's been on there for 30 years. He's retiring at the end of the year. And he talked about, you know, how they had been thinking toward retirement, and it was always this dot on the horizon. He's like, look, I'm young enough to enjoy it. Let's do this now. But one of the things he was saying, because he's an English citizen, a British citizen, and he was like, also, I think there's going to be a revolution here. Like, that the political climate is horrendous, and wouldn't surprise me if this place became significantly less fun to live in.
So his opinion is, I'm getting out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, America.
I know. It scared me. I was like, oh, boy.
Wow.
Interesting.
Hope that guy's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Write that down with the thing about it's not going to rain anymore this year after
the
Wednesday.
The ANN has spoken.
Thank you, ANN.
All right.
Shame.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Come on. Lay it on me.
There are only 60 certified master cheesemakers in the United States, and all of them live and work in Wisconsin.
Master cheesemakers?
Yeah. Certified master cheesemakers.
Certified by whom?
By
the Cheese Council.
Yeah.
Of America.
There's a Cheese Council?
Yes.
What's it to you?
Do you hear about these extra cheese? Like, we have cheese stores, and like, we have too much cheese in this country?
What are you talking about?
We're overrun with cheese?
What?
No.
It's like a cheese
thing.
How
is that even possible with the way we eat cheese?
Apparently, we've just banked it. We bank cheese. Look it up. Cheese glut.
Well, cheese, it doesn't last forever.
Apparently, if you keep it at the right temperature, it doesn't need to. Cheese is mold.
The pie that Jason Biggs has sex with in American Pie came from Costco.
Oh, they do have nice big pies in a deeper
dish.
I
was just thinking, so the hottest pies... Not hottest, that would burn. The cutest pies mm-hmm. are Costco pies.
Cutie pies, yeah.
Ah!
Mm.
This was out last year, Sarah, but it says the U.S. has a 1.39 billion pound surplus of cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's a word, cheese surplus. Okay, everybody, we gotta eat more cheese.
I am already doing my share.
Mm. There's a academyofcheese.org.
Oh, Academy of Cheese.
Yeah, so there's four levels.
Why not?
To get to Master of Cheese level.
I had cheese on my pork tacos last night.
Cheese on your pork tacos?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Okay. I was thinking of pork chops because that's what I had.
No, pork taco. Carnitas.
Carnitas.
The average American doesn't feel 65 until they're 68. That's what's...
So is that when that's the turning point? About 68, you start feeling really old?
I guess. Uh-huh. You hear people say in the new 40s, 30, the new...
Okay. It's just that, you know, our generation's saying it the loudest or something.
Whatever. I'm skipping that. It's insulting. So you'll feel 68. You'll feel 65 when you're 68.
Great. Nice to know. I feel 3 years younger. I do only feel 49 now.
Is that right?
I don't know. I just feel like a grown-up. It's a funny thing. Like, if you'd said 50 to me when I was a kid, it's like, oh, my God, the oldest person in the world. But the older you get, the more you realize that life just sort of goes on, and you're just a grown-up. You're just an adult for so long, and then you hit a wall, and you're old. Like, you're really young, and you're a grown-up.
Well, but don't you fear that wall that you just mentioned?
Yes,
I do. Because I want to be able to surf and do certain physical things that I really like doing, and I'm starting to feel like there's a back end to it.
Oh.
Not because I'm wearing down, but I'm going to have to at some point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there aren't a lot of people doing...
Well, maybe you will. Who knows?
Maybe you won't.
Be careful and you keep yourself healthy and maybe you get to keep on doing those things. So funny we were having this conversation. It's a super morbid conversation. I'm actually not afraid of death. I'm afraid of getting old. Like, it's really, you know, just the little things that start to bug you. You know, in your 40s and stuff, and you're just like, boy, well, that's just the beginning.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's...
Who wants to bend over to pick something up and a poop falls out?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that, Vinny.
Like that.
Well, thanks for adding to my list of things
How
I'm afraid
awful
of.
How would that be?
It's pretty bad.
Let me just get
Don't
that
worry,
grip.
I'll have my Depends on.
Oops.
Getting old.
I pooped again.
Did I poop myself?
Yeah.
You did, Grandma. You always do. Did you remember your pull-ups today?
Don't pick up any more things.
I got that. Let me get that for you, Nana.
Our text number is 800-400. About the Harry Potter play, says 510. My friend was on all day yesterday to grab four tickets for the cheap seats. She waited for 11,000 people, got down to 184, and she got kicked out and had to wait for another 18,000 people in front of her. She waited it out and got absolutely last show May 17th, 2020. The total was $875 for four tickets.
Oh,
could any of that be true?
Oh, my God. I guess it could be. I don't know. God, that's awful.
Disgusted after hearing the college bribe story Sarah read. My son got into Cal through hard work, all on his own.
Yeah, my son did too.
Right. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I agree with her.
Yeah.
It pisses me off because he got turned away from other schools that he wanted to go to too, and who knows how many of the spots there got taken by people bribing the officials.
Hey, Vinny, it's not easy to get into USC at all, but that's no excuse for anybody to bribe. My son is very similar to Sarah's son. He is in astrophysics and got into Berkeley and is going to an East Coast college right now. However, he did not get into USC despite an almost perfect SAT score and grades.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to your resume. It really does, because there's plenty of qualified kids trying to get into these great colleges. It comes down to your essay and what else you've been up to. And you have to sell yourself. It's a really weird thing. I don't remember it being like that when I was trying to get into college.
I realize that I'll never have the money that Lori Loughlin has. And someone even wrote in.
You know what she's worth?
What's she worth?
$8 million.
No, hold on, though.
Half a million bucks?
I'm going to read something to you. Let me find it.
I looked it up when you were
Felicity Huffman is married to actor William H. Macy. Lori Loughlin is married to the designer Massimo.
Oh, yeah.
Massimo's the volleyball guy?
Massimo is I see his clothing everywhere. I don't know if he's a volleyball guy, but Massimo
started doing volleyball clothes in the 80s.
They're everywhere, though. I have t-shirts of his.
Massimo?
Yep. They're all there. It's a very common brand.
Yeah, I love that logo. That logo is cool.
I don't even know what the logo looks like. I thought it was just the name.
I'm not thinking of the right thing, but if Massimo started as a volleyball brand in Newport Beach, like in the 80s.
He has branched out since then, Vinny.
He's done very well for himself.
Because Lori Loughlin and him, if they have kids together,
that would make sense.
Like the $500,000 isn't, it's not quite so painful.
$85 billion.
Billionaire,
the Spanish billionaire that has this company.
Oh, it says $80 million is what I see here.
Oh.
I mean,
with an estimated net worth $85 billion, according to Forbes real-time rankings, perhaps that's the company and not the person.
Right.
I know a couple guys who started on the beach in Orange County. Stussy's another one. What they did was they built up these huge brands and names, and then they sold them.
Yeah.
And they don't get to use their own names anymore. I don't know if that's what he did. I know that's what Stussy did.
Yeah, $80 million sounds much more reasonable. I have no idea what his involvement is with the actual Massimo company anymore.
Well, he's clearly made bank because he got
Lori
Loughlin, and he's paying $500,000 to pry his kids into USC.
Right.
408 says USC is really expensive elite private college, Vinny. I get it. I would think as a parent, you'd say you get in where you get in, and we'll cover the cost.
Not if you have high hopes, you know. And
well, I have high hopes for my daughters.
Yeah,
but also
all the money in the world.
All right.
Then you got to get your kid in some place where when you go to your little parties, you can be all, yes, my children are going to USC. Mm.
Not Aunt Becky, says 510. Is that who she is?
Full House? Yeah. Is that her name, Full House?
Yeah, Uncle Jesse's girl.
408 says, I've made out with well over 100 people, and if I had a list in front of me, I could tell you exactly how many. Yes, I kept the list. They used to call me Makeout Bandita.
Oh.
Kissy face emoji.
The Makeout Bandita. Making out was fun when I was a kid.
Yeah, making out's fun. Yeah. I like it. I think that's like an important part of boning. Well, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but you know what I mean. Mm. All the stuff. All right, maybe I've said too much.
Maybe
I'll come back.
Maybe we could talk about
more texts
right
after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.